Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O W E, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe, been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how, we gon' break it down, we gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco, AK Disco, 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chad has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening, this is T-A-Z, A-T-A-Z-P Live. We have on the line Anae Satori of Satori Enterprises Incorporated and Herbal Enlightenment. Anae, how are you doing? Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm doing well. Yeah. Thank you,
Tara. Yeah, you didn't come through right away. I hear you now.
Okay, awesome. I thought I had it on mute for a minute for the background. Greetings and namaste to everyone. And again, Taz, thank you for having me on this evening and to discuss the importance of taking responsibility for your health.
Okay, cool. Do what you do, and they enlighten me, because the last time you were on, I was blown away. So do what you do. It's your show, dear.
Thank you. We have subtopics here that I put together that I think are very, very important, especially with what's going on in the health community today. And so we're going to talk about some of these topics, which include the importance of detoxifying the body, natural products to aid in cleansing, detoxifying, and healing the body, and how to build and support the immune system. And this includes preventing diseases, including today's threat, the flu. I know everybody's been inundated with the swine flu and flu type 1, flu type 2. So we have all natural herbal products to help us as well.
I have a caller on the line, 770-770. Z Talk, you're on with TAZ and Anay Sator. Hello? Caller.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on with Anay Sator and TAZ.
Oh, okay. This is Yvonne Rich. How are you? I just came on the line. I apologize for not being here earlier.
How you doing? I'm
doing fine.
Go ahead, and you've introduced yourself. If you want to, Yvonne is also a former client of mine, and she's joining us tonight. What I like to do, Yvonne, if that's okay with Taz, I like to go ahead and present the information first, and then we're actually going to open it up to our listeners so that they will be able to, you know, share their testimonies, or if they have any questions or comments, they'll be able to make at that time. Is that okay with you, Taz?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, I just want to point out first, we talked about the subtopics, and the first one is the importance of detoxifying the body. And my main goal in this industry and my commitment to health, not just for myself but for those around me and others that I wanted to become more enlightened about it, as you stated, is to be able to share information that's going to help you to do that. The importance of internal cleansing. I first want to point out that no part of the body is immune from the poisons of a toxic colon, and this includes our skin, our teeth, our eyes, nerves, and other serious organs such as the brain, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, bladder, pancreas, so on and so forth. And Dr. Bernard Jensen says it best. He says, every tissue in the body is fed by the bloodstream, which is supplied by the bowel. And when the bowel is dirty, the blood is dirty, and so are the organs and tissues. It is the bowel that must be cared for first. And this is the wonderful thing about Herbal Enlightenment, because our signature products are the Herbal Choline Cleanse and the Supalax, which, by the way, I'd like to applaud you, Taz, for being on the products as well. And
yes.
And you gave me a testimony of you being a new creature, removing waste out of the body. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Herbal Choline Cleanse and Supalax, the Herbal Choline Cleanse simply goes inside the colon. It breaks down that impacted incrustation that has been built over years of poor dieting or poor eating habits, and then the Supalax comes along as a tag team partner, and it simply helps to remove the parasites, the waste, the worms, the toxins in the colon out of the body. It just makes it very easy for you to have an elimination or go to the bathroom. Now, it's important to know that toxic colon is caused by poor elimination, which occurs when we have too long a transit time. And I discovered that the average transit time for Americans is about 3 days and 18 hours. That's how long it takes most people to even have one movement. I know this to be true because I actually had a customer who came to me for help, and I discovered that she hadn't had a bowel movement in 5 weeks. That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. 5 weeks. And you have to know that if you have food out such as meat, pork, or beef, it takes anywhere from 48 to 72 hours in the body for it to break down and be removed. And if you have it sitting out automatically, especially with pork, it automatically creates worms or parasites or maggots, if you want to call it that. So imagine someone having a bowel movement in 5 whole weeks. 3 days is long enough, but 5 weeks is just unheard of. The actual transit time that we should have is 24 hours. So that means that we should have up to 3 movements a day, and we should have these movements within a 24-hour period. The wonderful thing about Supalax is that Supalax, unlike your commercial laxatives, I know people say, well, it's a laxative. Is it going to give me diarrhea? No, it is not parallel with any of your commercial laxatives that you buy at Walgreens or CVS, Rite Aid, or GNC. The difference between the commercial laxatives and an all-natural herbal laxative like Supalax is that laxatives are irritants, and they do not stimulate the colon. Herbal Enlightenment Supalax is an all-natural herbal product that's going to nourish the body, nourish the colon. It's going to hydrate the colon as well, and it strengthens the little muscle. It's a peristaltic muscle. It's responsible for helping you to push that waste out of the body. So for a lot of us who are constipated, that muscle becomes stressed out, overwhelmed, and it just can't push the food out. Well, Supalax is here to make you go to the bathroom easier. It helps you to eliminate it easier. And the best part about Supalax is that there is no stomach cramping, no griping, none of that pain, no urgency. You simply go to the bathroom as you normally would. So those are one of the great benefits, some of the great benefits of the product. But there are other steps to take for optimum health. And, of course, one of the greatest is eating smarter. This means having lots more fresh fruits, vegetables, and whole grains in your diet. You can reduce the amount of binders such as white bread, pastas, dairy products, and red meats. I'm so huge on meats, period, because meats are not good for us. It's just the way it is. We are what we eat, and if we're eating things that are dead, then that's what our energy is going to be like. You can also supplement the colon's flora with Acidophilus, which is a friendly bacteria that's just great for the colon. And you can use this especially after taking prescription drugs, antibiotics, consuming alcohol, or feeling stressed. One of the things that I'm real big on is drinking more water. I can't tell you how many people are walking around here aging simply because they're not drinking enough water. The best way to figure out how much water you should have on a daily basis is to take your weight and divide it by 2, and that is the number that you should be drinking in ounces. For example, if you are 100 pounds, you should be drinking about 50 ounces of water. I drink about 64 ounces every day. That's the minimum. On a good day, I don't mind drinking about 75 ounces, which is almost a three-quarters of a gallon of water, which is really good. And when people see me, one of the first things they notice is my skin. They always talk about or compliment my skin because it's well hydrated. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm almost 50 years young, and I thank God I don't look like I'm almost 50 years of age. So drinking water is really, really important. And then, of course, exercise. I saw Taz last week in the gym. And exercise is so important because it helps to circulate the blood. The blood carries oxygen throughout the entire body, including which is all the cells in the body, including the brain, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, the bladder, you know, the pancreas. All of these major vital organs are so important. And when they're being oxygenated, they're healing. And when they're healing, it's boosting an immune system, so it's helping you to remain healthier. Last but not least, I want to talk about proper rest and also reducing the quantity of food that is eaten. We want to start looking for quality in the food, not quantity. We want to start going for what's really nourishing our bodies as opposed to what's tasting good to us. I mean, that Big Mac or that Whopper might sound good. It may look good, even taste good, but is it really good for the body? Are you getting the benefit out of it? Are you feeling energized after you eat a meal like, or are you feeling sluggish? So these are some of the things that we want to think about, and some of the common symptoms of a dysfunctional digestive system are stomach bloat, poor skin, nervousness, fatigue, irritability, backache, bad digestion, a swollen colon, forgetfulness, body odor, headache, low vitality, gas, bad breath, and many, many other symptoms. Now I want to move right along to the natural products to help you cleanse, detoxify, and heal the body. We already talked about the herbal colon cleanse and the Supalax. We also have products called the Blood Cleansers Phases 1 to 4. And I have gone through this system myself, and I'm telling you, this is such a great system because you know that your body is clean. You just feel lighter, and it shows in your eyes. It shows in your energy, in your skin, your hair, everything. The Blood Cleanser Phase 4 has a main ingredient that focuses specifically on removing the toxins from the blood or cleansing the blood. And it also stimulates the immune system, and it's great because it cleanses, it detoxifies, it builds, and it heals the entire body. The Blood Cleanser Phase 2 has an active herbal ingredient called red clover. This is a blood purifier, and I know this to be true because when I was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 96, this was one of the recommended herbal ingredients given to me to heal my reproductive system. It's also great because it acts as an antiseptic and it helps to inhibit bacteria. It is also considered to be one of the most powerful remedies against cancerous growth, and it is designed to purify the blood. Blood Cleanser Phase 3 is an active herbal ingredient, plantain. This absorbs toxins from the kidney and the bladder. It's also good because it's used as an herbal antibiotic. It heals wounds and it fights infections. It also acts as a liver purifier, and it balances the hormones as well as nourishes the skin. It alleviates arthritis and glandular challenges. Last but not least is the Blood Cleanser Phase 4. Now, this main ingredient in this one is burdock as well, but burdock is also used because it helps to prevent ill conditions like gout, allergies, bladder infections, urinary deposits, boils, herpes. I actually had a customer with this issue, and they came back to me and told me they don't have that issue anymore. Canker sores and
other. Wait a minute. I'm through. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this somebody had a case of herpes, and it actually cleared it up?
Yes, I can attest to that. Honestly, absolutely.
Mm.
Also,
we have, I'm sorry, Anae, but also we have the co-host of the show, Paula Patton Ross, is on the line. Paula, say hello to Anae Satori. And as you were on there a few minutes, and I know you're going like, wow.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, honey. How are you? Could I get your first name again?
It's Anae.
Anae, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey. I'm glad to meet you. I've heard a lot of wonderful things about you.
Oh, gosh, and Taz has been singing your praises. I'm just sitting here listening. The last homeopathic remedy that you were talking about, I was just wondering whether there was milk thistle in it. You said something about the burdock root?
Right. I can actually go back and get the ingredients for that particular.
Oh, no, honey. That's all right. I was just wondering, because I use milk thistle when it comes to body purification, especially when you're talking about the liver function.
Right. I do know that we have milk thistle. It's definitely one of the ingredients, but we have multiple products that have duplicate ingredients, so I know that we do have it. It is definitely one of the major ingredients that we have in our products.
Yeah.
But I also want to point out that the burdock is also rich in vitamin C, iron, magnesium, and insulin. It contains vitamins A, E, P, niacin, B complex, B1, palba, and some of the other trace minerals. We have the parasites and worms. I actually, my grandson is 5 now. He's 4. He's going to be 5. And he had a case of something that looked like the ringworms, and a lot of us are familiar with that. And my daughter called me up. And I actually told her to get him on this particular product. And the parasites and worms is just that it focuses specifically on the removal of killing hundreds of varieties of parasites in the body with no side effects. It also has an antifungal property matter in it. It overcomes intestinal worms. And it's also good because it helps types of funguses such as the jungle rot, athlete's foot, fungal infection of the skin and the hair. So that's a wonderful product to consider. Last but not least, we're going to talk about how to build and support the immune system, preventing diseases, including today's threat like flus. And the first one we're going to talk about, I actually mentioned, was the Blood Cleanser Phase 1 because it specifically focuses on removing toxins from the blood. Then we have another wonderful product called the Coral Calcium Plus. The testament of this particular product Yes, that we had a gentleman customer come to me, and he was actually thinning in his hair, and he was very concerned about becoming completely bald eventually, and I recommended the Coral Calcium Plus. I recommended this because, one, it helps to maintain healthy glands, especially
I was just going to ask you about that, too, because, you know, lots of disease start in the lymph nodes, and
right,
you can cleanse out the lymphatic system. Then,
right, and this is on the thyroid as well. It, too, will also build the immune system, energy production it builds, and cellular maintenance. And I like this particular product because it also helps to lower the high blood pressure. It helps with cholesterol, triglycerides. It assists in the prevention of osteoporosis, hay fever, acne, stress, aging hypoglycemia, leg cramps, sleeplessness, infections, menstrual cramps, muscle aches, and many, many, many more illnesses and ailments that we're plagued with today. The other thing I want to point out about this coral calcium that I really, really like is that it also helps to protect against heavy metals and radioactive metals, materials
right.
in the body. And with him, he stayed on the cell phone. And I know they don't want to tell anybody this because they don't want to scare people and the cells to drop. But I know this to be true because I used to stay on my cell phone directly to my ear. My ear was actually turning dark. I stopped using the cell phone up to my ear like that. I used to feel like I was cooking my brain. And I told him, stop using his cell phone, talk on the speaker if you need to do so, and use it as little as possible. And his hair, after 4 months of being on the Coral Calcium Plus, started to grow back. You know, and the barber, you know, our barber can attest to that as well. So we have pictures, too, which are going to be on the site, so we're real happy about that. The next product is called Defense System and Antioxidant, and I like this one simply because it's just what it says. It defends the system, and it has an abundance of different antioxidants. The immune system is going to be strengthened, and it cleanses the bloodstream along with various organs in the body. It also neutralizes free radicals. The next product called Immune Support. This one actually enhances and guards the immune system against pathogens, and it helps to restore optimum health. We have Nature's Biotic. This is another wonderful product that we have. And Nature's Biotic is designed to fight and kill germs. It strengthens the immune system as well. It's used against sore throats, colds, and flus, bladder and kidney infection. It helps with abscess teeth and infections of all kinds. Then we have, last but not least, the Alkalizer Water Machine and Energy Water. And like the Coral Calcium, which helps to balance out the acid and the alkaline in the body, the Alkalizer Water Machine is designed to balance the pH levels in the body. And we represent this. We're very proud to have this on our site. And when you go on herbalenlightenment.com, you'll also see that Philip Michael Thomas, a former actor of Miami Vice, has given me his testimony on this awesome product, the Alkalizer Water Machine. It also represents the product and also Herbal Enlightenment. So feel free to go to www.herbalenlightenment.com or .net, and you can view any of these products as well as that testimonial. And now, okay, we can open the lines up, and I can take calls and provide the intuitive wellness consultations.
Also, Paula, not Paula, but also Nay. Paula is, she's got a, do you have a desert bath?
Hi, yeah, my company is called Evening Desert Bath, and we never got into the internal wellness portion in our R&D. I mean, well, we've done the research and the development for such products. It's just that the insurance, for, you know, the claims, and you know, you yourself know how the FDA is. Although you know that these products are tried, true, and tested to be true, the FDA still has a problem with you saying, yes, it's going to do this.
Yes.
Okay. They will not allow you to say that.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
Yeah, we have worked around that, and what we do, it's really interesting because when we first started out a year ago with these products, which were handpicked by Spirit, and I selected each product that I felt was necessary and would help to heal another being, But more importantly, we actually had not only listed the ingredients, and we were able to also define the ingredients. And then the FDA stepped in and said, well, guess what? We changed the rules again. We're not going to have you list what these ingredients do. Your customers will have to Google them or find out for themselves. So
oh, really?
What we do, I can tell you personally what the products will do for you. Like when I do my consultations, which is why I said, you know, Paula, you and I can get together later and I can get that information for you. You're right, I'm very careful about what is said, because if you, you know, put in one word that's not supposed to be there, it can constitute you as operating as a medical doctor, and, of course, that's against the law, on and on and on. So we get around that by simply saying the products help to do this or can aid in doing
right.
this.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how it's done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know, too, with my skincare products, I go as far as adding a disclaimer for those who suffer hypertension. For the scrubs, if I'm making a salt scrub, or just a spa, and the basic would be, you know, salt base, baking soda, Epsom salts, you know, anything like that. I have to. I feel compelled to let them know that, you know, if you do suffer from hypertension, please consult your primary health care. You know,
absolutely.
Professional, you know, because, I won't give up a cause, but this is just what I urge them to do. I don't get my vendors. I don't get food grade. My herbs, my botanicals are not food grade. I mean, with some of them, yes, of course, you could go ahead and consume, for instance, like lavender. You know, lavender is just so harmless,
right.
You could. But, for the most part, and Clary Sage, I think I have food grade Clary Sage. I love Clary Sage. But other than that, I don't get the food grade. I get, you know, what can be used externally. And, of course, you know, it has to be with a mixer. You know, you can't apply, with the exception of lavender, you know, straight to the skin.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons why I was really so interested in hearing this show, being a part of this show, because I have a friend who swears by all of his herbal oils, and he takes them every day, and he just takes them. It's good practice. I mean, the more botanicals you get in your system, you know, they complement each other. But sometimes you don't need to take a certain thing, you know, if there's no, that ailment isn't present. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
What I tell a lot of my clients and my customers, you know, even though these are all natural products, and this is one of the reasons why on all of our bottles of our products as well as in our catalogs, I took the extra effort, especially in the catalogs, because it's not necessary, but I do it anyway, just those ingredients, because I believe that no one knows your body better than the person that's living
mm-hmm.
in it. And for me, in 96, when I was pre-diagnosed with cervical cancer, the first thing my doctor said was that they wanted to have surgery, to perform surgery. And what I said in response was that I'm going to research it. Give me 3 weeks. That's not an option for me. So what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying is I took the initiative to do what I'm saying tonight in terms of this topic, accepting responsibility for my health. And so I encourage people to take the time. The ingredients are there. Go online. You know, for example, bee pollen is in honey, of course, and I can have some honey, but I don't have an over-indulgent amount of honey because it does bother me personally. So
mm-hmm.
even though it's a natural element, some people can still be allergic to certain natural elements, and I
mm-hmm.
do agree with that. And we also have a disclaimer. It's on our website under our terms of service, and we let the customer or the person that's visiting the site know, you know, this is something that you need to look into and take responsibility for. But my goal is to do most of the work for the customer, and that is to educate them and to make
mm-hmm.
them aware of them as much as I can.
Since you mentioned honey, what are your thoughts about giving children under the age of 2 honey?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it. And it's really interesting because a lot of these, you know, herbs are so old. I mean, they go back thousands and thousands of years. And so
you've read Jethro Kaffa, I imagine. Back to Eden.
Back to Eden. I'm sorry to
hear you. That used to be my Bible until I developed an entire library.
Think about the giving the babies honey. That was something that I remember my mother talking about and her mom talking about. So some of these remedies, or we want to perceive them as remedies, go back a long way. But I know as an adult, if it can affect me, I certainly wouldn't recommend it to anyone. I wouldn't do that.
Well, one of the reasons why I don't recommend it to my customers is the fact that one thing about honey, there's a lot of bacteria in it. And because there's so much bacteria in it and the child is just building their immune system, they could develop all types of allergies as a result of it. And generally the parents don't know when they take them to the doctor's emergency room, pediatrician, they don't know, we just got sick, you know. And some doctors don't even tell the parents that it's not a good idea, you know, to give a child under two honey. You know, but people believe honey and water, a little honey and milk, a little honey and orange juice. I don't even give my kids orange juice until they're about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, I find
you
that
know,
interesting because back in the day, most doctors would recommend that you didn't do that. I guess things are changing, but I do know that that's correct because, like I said, my body is very sensitive, and probably because of the regimen of my lifestyle, I'm a semi-vegan. My body can instantly pick up something that is foreign or shouldn't be in the system or it's not designed to be in the system. But
mine
anyway,
too.
We can open the cause up, and I know, Paula, I had one of my clients on here. Yvonne, are you still there?
No, she's not. She's not here now. She was on the line today. I'm watching the line.
I was going to suggest that you get in touch with Amazon. Because she also is an esthetician.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she was in the chat room a minute ago.
Oh, she was? Yeah, well, I just invited her to call because I'm pretty sure she's going to learn an awful lot. She'll have a lot. Her interest is going to be piqued in her discussion as well. So maybe you can encourage her to call.
I'm sure she's probably listening right now.
Yeah. Hey, sis.
I got a question, though. I did not know that you had to change the grammar until just now tonight, which only makes sense because once you said one of those was to prevent or maybe even get rid of herpes and growing your hair, I'm like to myself going, if we knew all this, how come, you know what I'm saying, how come we ain't running to the store getting this? And I guess because of the language involved, you can't just say exactly what it can do and guarantee it. But if everybody knew this information,
well,
I'm telling you.
The bottom line,
big business, Western philosophy of medicine is part of, I'd say, our gross national product, because it's what keeps the banks and the financial institutions going when these pharmaceutical companies come up with. And little as it's known that, they're making all kinds of stuff in the lab now, but originally the basis of the medications that they got were found in the rainforest and other places where the climate is conducive to certain herbs. For instance, I think I get my pepper oil from China. I can't remember because wherever the climate is optimum for a certain botanical, that's where it is. I get my botanicals. But they used to derive our medication from natural sources until it gets into the lab. So,
okay,
Eastern.
The bottom line that I also discovered, Paula, I mean, all in a nutshell, and the truth about it is that, you know, the other countries around the world make it, it's a regimen to use natural herbs. The reason why it's not here in the U.S. in our Western culture or society, because it all comes down to the dollar. And the bottom line is that it's an all-natural herb, or they're all-natural herbal products, you know, coming from the ground. They can't patent it. And things that you can't put a patent on, right, you can't make money from. So
that makes
the only
sense.
Way to Right. The only way to stop it, or to at least, you know, defray the cost of them losing money, is for
mm-hmm.
them to teach their doctors not to support this. And now the wonderful thing
mm-hmm.
is, the credit of some doctors, is that a lot of them are coming to realization that, you know what, there's something to this Eastern medicine and you know, natural holistic living. And I know that when my doctor, when I went back and had that pap smear, the second pap smear, and I think I shared this before with you, Taz, my doctor
yeah.
called me up. In 5 weeks, he called me up, and he says, Anae, whatever you are doing, now this is a medical doctor now, traditional Western medical doctor. He says, whatever you are doing, keep doing it, because your white blood cell count has tremendously decreased, and I have not been plagued since. So
I have a caller. I have a caller on the line. 318, area code 318, Z-Talk. You're on with Paula Pat Ross, Anae Satori, and TAZ.
Hi, Taz. This is Tracy, Amazon.
Hey, Amazon.
Hey, Paula.
That's my girl. I thought you loved this.
Yeah. I just got out of bed. My days are backwards again. So I was checking my email, and I saw Taz was up. I say Taz before the Black Planet, right? Okay. So, but anyway, Anae, how are you?
I am blessed. It's nice to meet you. Now, do you prefer Amazon or Tracy?
Well, when I talk to people, I actually prefer my name.
Okay.
Okay, but everybody is so familiar with me as the Amazon at the different chat sites that they just automatically call me that, you know?
Okay.
But one of the things I wanted to comment on, Anae, is, when I turned 50 years old, you know, it was like somebody says, okay, this person needs all the physical malfunctions in the world that she can have all at once. Okay. So pretty much so, you know, I ended up with hypertension, diabetes, IBS. The list is so doggone long, I can't always remember everything. And one of my really big pet peeves was when I was in, I'm trying to think when it was. I was about 40, and I developed hypothyroidism. And, of course, normal doctor, MO, here's some Synthroid, you're going to have to take it for the rest of your life.
Right.
Okay, because as we know, the thyroid regulates everything in the body.
Right.
And so basically what I did, well, I had also taken courses in chemistry, yada, 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 and biology, things of that nature. So when I was in the chemistry class, it clicked in my, you know, I remembered, I said, wow, you know, iodine is one of the halogens.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. I just got a recording in my ear. I didn't know what it was.
Oh.
Okay. And at any rate, I remember that iodine is one of the halogens, along with bromine, fluorine, chlorine, and one other. Okay, that's really not important. But the basic principle and functionality of the thyroid, it uses iodine uptake in order to regulate everything else in the body. Well, the halogen effect, which is something that happens with these, you know, halogens, iodine, et cetera, they have different atomic weights.
Yeah.
And those atomic weights determine how quickly your thyroid is going to absorb one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Iodine has the heaviest atomic weight. So with chlorine and fluorine, chlorides and fluorides in my water, I'm drinking all this junk every day, which my thyroid is uptaking instead of uptaking the iodine, which is heavier. It's being tricked into taking all these other halogens, these other things. So, with that realization, I said, well, okay, if that be the case, then the thing to do is get my body the stuff it needs and get away from what I don't need, which is the fluorine and chlorine. I didn't tell my doctor what I was doing. I stopped my Synthroid completely and began taking a couple of drops of Delta iodine every day. I filter my water, filter all the chlorine and fluorine out of it, and that was my regimen. I didn't change anything else. I just said, okay, let's see what happens if I guinea pig myself and figure this out, which I did. Well, after about a year of going back and forth to the doctor, getting tested regularly, and my thyroid, readings were always right on the money in that entire year simply by not drinking tap water, using minimal bleach in anything I do, and adding the 2 drops of Dulce iodide every day. So that, you know, that righted that physical malfunction of having hypothyroidism. And, you know, and that's one of the things I made with me is that if I don't see, I don't perceive a doctor as the, a great poobah that most people do. Okay. Okay. To me, my body is a machine. Okay. It functions in a specific way for a specific reason. So when I take it to the doctor's like my mechanic. Okay. I take it to the doctor runs her tests. She says, okay, you got this short, this high, this whatever, whatever. So then I come home and I do all the research necessary to figure out why I got that and what can I do to change it. So basically, I use in the process, I always use a lot of different herbs and so on and so forth to help regulate my body. Okay, and I think that's what most of us need to really start doing, becoming absolutely proactive in the care of our bodies.
I'm curious as to the callers, Kaz, you're opening up the line for callers. I'm curious to see what their position is on you know, traditional medicine and taking a homeopathic approach.
I have another caller on the line, 770. You are on the line. You're on with Amazon. I'm going to call her that because that's where I know her. Paula Patton-Ross and Anais Satori. Caller?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Yes, I just came online. This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Okay. You're back.
Yes, I was disconnected. I was close to the airport, and I apologize. I got disconnected.
That's okay, dear. I do want to respond. Tracy was speaking, and she was talking about the importance of taking responsibility for your health. I do want to interject that I've taken it one step farther, and this is, you know, actually where I would like to see everyone go eventually. It's not only taking responsibility for your health, but knowing that, you know, you are in such a place, I like to call it optimum health, that there is absolutely no need to even go to the doctor. That's where I am, and I've been there since 1996, and that's my goal, and I live it every single day. So that's where I would like to get everyone, to at least help everyone to get themselves there. I think that's very important. But anyways, Yvonne, I'm glad that you got back on. And go ahead and share your testimony, whatever you want to say, dear.
Well, basically, pertaining to the products, they worked for me very well for my system, cleansing my system and helping me to eliminate bitter. And they were just great when they started dealing with the products. Hello?
Oh, well, thank you. I'm here, honey.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. I saw you. When I saw you, Yvonne, it looked like you also lost weight. Is that true?
Yes, I've lost weight, and I've started to eat better. I know I've been over to Nate's house in the past, maybe a year or two, and you would feel have very nourishing meals, vegetarian meals, and I just really didn't think you could eat good eating vegetarian, you know, and she kind of took me up to different places, and then I told her about some nice places, too, that were
Harmony.
Yes. Like one, and I wasn't a vegetarian. I just loved that place to eat there, but she would cook these different meals, and it was just so much better. You know, they were great. So just to let people know, you can eat very good, and it can be very delicious, even if it is a vegetarian meal. And that's where most people think that they can't have something that's delicious because, you know, you're eating soy or you're just eating vegetables. So, and Anais has really taught me a lot in that, you know, getting over to her house and sharing recipes and things like that. So it was really wonderful.
I bet you have a great time sharing, too, with your friends and other people that you meet. Because right. It's so empowering and it's so enlightening, you know. It's a lifestyle change, but it's a welcome change.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And one of the things that I point out to everyone I come in contact with, especially my clients and my customers and those who have been in my workshops, is, you know, our motto with the company is restoring wholeness unto the entire being. And I truly know that there are four major aspects of that being, which is the spiritual, the mental, emotional, and the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I cater to each and every aspect of that. And so Yvonne has gotten actually all four of those elements. And it's very important because that's what makes us whole. And that's why when you made that statement about the importance of being healthy, you know, I can attest to that, you know, but again, I want to help others to become empowered, completely empowered, and what that means is when you get to the place where you don't even need to go to a doctor because you know you're okay, you're functioning, and your body is going to tell you that. The body talks to us, and if we only learn to communicate with it and understanding what the body needs, what it's saying to us, it won't be a need for doctors. And doctors, with all due respect, have their place. There are some that we absolutely need, but there are those doctors that also know that if we become empowered, if we become totally educated, if we become completely whole in all aspects of our being, they won't have a livelihood. And you know, we need to have a livelihood, but not at the expense of other people dying.
No.
Not at the expense of people dying, no.
Definitely.
It's very true.
Thank you, Yvonne, and thank you, Tracy. I got it right this time. Thank you for calling in. We got 13 minutes, so I'm going to let Anae wrap it up and also Paula say what she – I'm sure she's got something to say.
I want to say to Tracy, because as you were talking, what is your status now? Because your blood still comes up. I feel your blood moving through your body.
Well, the thing of it is that, as I said, I got rid of the hypothyroidism, but there's still other – what I call, I never get sick.
Yeah.
All I get is physical, I just get physical malfunctions, okay? And I'm aware that, okay, because of my high-level stress life, that I'm basically destroying me one cell at a time. And that's why, you know, and that's why all the malfunctions.
Right, let me say this to you, if you don't mind. What I'm feeling, and I'm feeling it strongly from you, because my arms have it's like almost like a burning sensation, and I feel the blood moving through me. So I strongly sense that there is still something going on with your blood and how it's filtering and nourishing the cells in your body, which is why you're still having those challenges. I certainly would love to get with you and speak to you one-on-one and provide you a private inclusive wellness consultation. I can go more into depth with that, but I do want to let you know as you're talking, and I was waiting till you got to the end of what you were saying because I wanted to know the outcome, and you just validated that outcome for me. So, you know, feel free to get in contact with me or we can exchange information. I would love to go deeper into that area with you. But the blood is definitely important because it's definitely the life source of our body.
Thank you again, Yvonne and Tracy.
I mean.
Yes.
Well, I
okay, Anae, you can wrap it up. We got 11 minutes. I every time I have you on the show, I'm all the time learning something, so I'm like, wow, I need to do this one too.
That's okay. I want to just recap and just make certain that it's important. We're all doing wonderful and great things and becoming enlightened, you know, but I believe in balance. You can study, for those of you who are into numerology, you know, study the number 7, 6, 7 or any sequence that 7 and 6 fall into together, and it talks about the balance of the spirit, the emotions, and the physical, and I like to go ahead, and in the mental, and I like to put it all together because it really does work in sync, and to me that is the that's what optimum health means to me, you know, part of not aging before time and part of feeling youthful, part of being able to jump around. I went to Chuck E. Cheese after my son's graduation last week, and people were standing there looking at me and my brother, because when the music came on and Chuck E. Cheese was up, I was up there on the stage with my little 2-year-old and my little 5-year-old, and we were jumping around. I had heels on, by the way. And I can feel free. You know, I'm free in life. There is no stress factors here. And it's not to say I don't have challenges. I have them. It's just that because of the regime that I have myself on, which is a commitment for life to thrive as much as I can, you know, I am balanced in all those areas. And Yvonne knows me. She's been with me actually since the conception of my business in 2003, and she knows this because she went through the same regimen. Are you still here, Yvonne?
No, I already ended their I let them, they're online, but I just closed the line.
That's fine. Let me just welcome everybody again and also welcome them and invite them to go to www.herbalenlightenment.com. That's herbalenlightenment.com or net, and visit the site and read the testimonials, including the star testimonial with Philip Michael Thomas. And we have some healthy bites of health tips on there for you, just a lot of wonderful things. And anyone who wants to call me directly, you can reach me at 770-458-0779. And as a result of this show, you can receive a free intuitive wellness consultation in private with me. I will honor that. Just let me know that you did in this show.
Cool. Paula, you got any questions?
Am I still on?
Yo, you're the co-host. Real funny.
You know what? I was going to ask that of you, because I said I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe spirit identifies with spirit, and I did want to find out. And the last time I went to see my little Chinese, to a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, he says your chi is just too hot. And that's what we're working on, cooling my chi off. And I mean, like,
I will welcome you, Paula. I will welcome you, too. I would love to speak with you. You know, I feel the need to go in depth in a more private forum.
Yeah.
Site.
Okay.
Myself, and also with Tracy. And I'm there by spirit. Some things I'll say over the radio, but there are some things that are very private and sacred, and I think they should be for that person.
Oh, no, I welcome that opportunity, and I'll email you, and we can set up a time. Yeah, it's something that I'm looking forward to already.
Awesome. My email address is nasatori@yahoo.com. That's ahnaysatori@yahoo.com.
ahnaysatori.
com. And I think, I am sure he has it listed too. Taz has it listed.
Oh, yeah, I got it listed. Matter of fact, I can shoot her the email by emailing you, Paula.
Okay.
Right, and Paula, you can also call me 770-458-0779.
Okay, yeah, I wrote that down. I'd love to.
I hope Tracy got that. She's still on the line. I hope she got that number. Say the number again, Anae.
Yeah, 770-458-0779. And Tracy, I definitely want to get with you. It's important.
Well, Anae, again, my mind has been blown. All I do is take calls and let you go for broke.
No, Taz, we're going to go for wealth, honey. We're thriving. We don't do broke. No, I don't hear the word broke.
But I'm glad to have both of you on the show, and I'm glad I introduced Paula to you, because I'm sure y'all going to ramble on. And also Amazon, a.k.a. Tracy, will too. I'm glad that you were on, and we'll definitely do this again. I would say in a month and a half, we will have Anae back on to talk more about her herbal enlightenment.
I try. I apologize for being late. We had some technical problems with some of our farm equipment, and that's what kept me off. But I am so glad that I did get a chance to meet and talk with you, and you will be hearing from me quite soon. It was a blessing. It was a blessing.
Thank you. And
I enjoyed everything.
Thank you. And Taz and I also talked about myself doing the show once a month and being the intuitive artist.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I was going to also ask you if you'd be interested in doing a spot on my new network that's going to be launching in June. But we can talk about that when I call you. And
okay.
Whatever it is that you have the inclination to do, we can set it up. Because
okay, awesome.
The show is a focus on health and wellness.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is Tracy, right?
No,
Paula.
We're talking. Okay,
yeah.
Paula, that's fine. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm honored to see you, ladies, and I'm really glad that, and Taz, you too, because I know that you're doing a little bit different with the show normally, but this is a
mm-hmm.
blessing, and you really are making a difference. If you touch but only one soul, you're making a huge impact.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's what I want to do. Exactly. I mean, that's why.
Better and better.
That's why I always, you know, when I do a show like this, I'm always enthused because of the fact you just don't know how much I'm taking in. I might not be talking that much, but I'm sitting there going, "Yeah, I'm gonna do that one right there." I gotta look into this.
Herpes, that is no joke because I felt joy for that person because they've been struggling with this for years. And you know, again, like Paula was saying earlier, we're told so often that we can't do anything about these diseases, and that's just a lie. It's a dis-ease, and if you remove that D-I-S, then you're at ease. We can't
mm-hmm.
do something.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Well, thank you again, and thank all the guests that called in. This is ATAZP Live. We'll be back next week with another show. Hopefully Paula calling in town next week.
Oh, well, I will be on time. This is a fluke, actually, because I'm usually here. And bless you, Anne. Bless you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Anne.
Oh, Namaste is the name of my network. It's called Namaste Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Anne and Paula. And we'll
okay,
see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Everybody be well.